I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I think we all try to hint and hope people will notice things. And it's like if a man does something, men tend to express their affection by doing things. Mm-hmm. Now that they need to do it verbally as well, and we really aren't that good at it. We can learn, but when we do something for the woman in our life, it's our way of expressing our care for them and how much we love them. And so we do things for them. Like I wanted to surprise my wife. Actually, I don't know if I wanted to surprise her, but we've been in our house for about 9 years. When we moved in, the baseboards weren't painted. And so I thought one day I was home, she was gone. I thought, I'm going to paint those baseboards. And it'll just feel good when she comes in and notices. I know how good that's going to feel. So I painted the baseboards. And when she came home, I realized she's not going to notice. And so instead of waiting and then being hurt because she didn't notice and didn't say anything, she walked in and I said, you know what, could you come in the bedroom just for a minute and ooh and ah for me over what I did? And she said, sure, give me about 3 minutes. She went and put her stuff down. She walked in. She looked at the baseboard and she went, ooh, ah. And then she said, you know what, that really does change the whole look of the room. You did a really good job on that. Now, we were playing. We were just messing with it. But it was my way of asking for something instead of just hoping she would notice. And after we did that, it was her way of affirming me and making me kind of the hero for her. It's like, you know what? You really did a good job, and I appreciate it. Mm. That meant the world to me. So I've been painting baseboards everywhere I can find them.
Well, and I love that you could be lighthearted about it, but then following the oohs and ahs, your wife was legitimately and authentically able to really just affirm and, as you said, make you the hero in that. And what you did, too, and just being able to acknowledge your need is something that I think we're all learning to do more and more. Both as men and women, sometimes it's hard to just say what we need in a situation.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's kind of like if a lot of times it happens the other way, where a woman will want her husband to just notice certain things. Mm-hmm. She'll say, I get so tired of cleaning up the kitchen. And for a guy, because of the way his brain works, he thinks she's just stating a fact, and he's going to think, oh, all right, well, maybe she should stop. But what she's hoping he'll do is understand, okay, I need your help. But he won't pick that up, and then she can get her feelings hurt if it doesn't happen. So a good thing to say is, I get so tired of cleaning up the kitchen. You know what? Could you just come in and just help me load the dishwasher tonight? That would be huge. Well, if a man hears that, he wants to please his wife, his mm-hmm. woman. And so he will get up and do it. And it means a lot because she gave him a way to do it. Mm. He can't read between the lines. Men tend to be focused on one thing at a time. And women tend to associate everything.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.